Welcome to another episode of BFF Energy with Chris and me, and I'm Chris.
Oh, that was very, that energy.
I know. I noticed it as I was saying it.
You're like, hey, this is Ozmae. That was basically me before I just got on here. I'm like, whoa.
Let's do that again.
Let's do that all over again. Let's ready?
All over again. Ready and cheerleading go.
We need to do better than this. We have energies. Like,
well, yeah, it's not BFF lackluster.
I know, but like, oof,
ah. Welcome to BFF Energy, guys. I'm Chris, and that's Neen over there.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
I'm speaking it right now because I exactly have that energy. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck are you in my life?
Listen, you always got to fake it till you make it.
Yeah, that's fine. No, but that actually just pumped me up. Once you just became really like, womp. I was like, well, we got to step this up a little bit. Hey.
Well, you know what it is? It's like, I always find that as soon as you like just change your energy a little bit, mm-hmm. it tends to like really, it really helps.
I feel better, actually.
It really helps.
Yeah.
Because like you've gotten a chance to like get your aggravations out. And then you also have an opportunity to just like turn it around and be like, you know what? As much as it is, it could always be worse.
It could always be worse. Actually, just even I always like my like vent session before we start hitting record.
That's true.
It actually helps me.
Yeah, it's like a mini therapy session.
Yeah, I feel good now. It's good.
And then as soon as we're done, you'll be like, oh my god, and then
yeah.
Then there's the rest of the day.
I just told John, I was like, if you don't move your freaking laundry, I'm going to burn them. And you're a firefighter. So how would that look? And he's like, well, then you have to buy me new ones. I'm like, oh, you're such a fucking brat.
You're like, good. Then I'll buy you stuff that I want you to wear. And then you're going to wear it and like it. Thank you.
You know what aggravates me? He complains because he's like, don't do my laundry. I don't like that you put fabric softener in the laundry. I'm like, okay. So then I don't do his laundry. And then he does his laundry and then he leaves it in a basket. He had he has literally a basket that's been sitting there since July in the laundry room.
In the dry, like dried?
No, dried in the laundry room. It was clean, just sitting there. And I'm like, I refuse to move it. I'm not doing it. No, I'm not doing it. He's like, what? It's nothing. I was like, move. I'm getting mad again. Turn it around.
Welcome to BFF Energy, guys.
But for real, like, that is so obnoxious. Listen, yeah. And he's like, well, look at your office. I can't get by the Peloton. I'm like, yeah, that's the excuse. But also,
why is he coming into your office?
Well, that's where the Peloton is.
Oh, because he's actually going to use it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I can't use it because it's a mess. I'm like, oh, okay, there's nothing on the Peloton, so stop the shit excuse. So you just don't want
to
use it.
That's the excuse we're using for him to not use the Peloton.
Yeah, I'm like, that's such a me excuse to get. Like, stop. Like, I'm rubbing off on you. It's bad.
It is a you excuse, for sure. But like, I can't even get in. It's super hard to get into this room.
To walk through the room. I'm like, there's a pathway. I made a pathway. It's my closet office.
Right. Peloton. It's your cafe gymatorium.
Exactly. And then like our guest room has spilled into our wedding room.
Well, that's expected.
And then my holiday room, like I have containers for the now I'm starting to lose my fucking mind. I'm starting to lose it. Like I am actually like, it's cluttered. Everything's cluttered.
Oh, like there's too much stuff everywhere.
Too much shit. Like I can't, and I don't want, it's making me nuts. But you know what I did the other day, actually? Mm. I watch, because YouTube is like my influence.
For most people, it is.
It is. I always feel as though like if I catch someone and I watch their journey, it's good. It always motivates me and I want to like do better.
Yeah.
Like, there's this one woman. Her name is Clean My Space.
Ooh,
shout out to her.
I like that already.
She did like an array of cleaning, whether or not like you clean your living room and then she just did an array of videos, like all in one, like a big montage. So she creates it in three waves, which I'm about these three waves. So please, the first wave is tidying up the room.
Then the second
wave is like dusting things, like really trying to like polish them, you know, clean the glass, all that stuff. And the third is vacuuming.
So the first one is kind of
tidying it up.
So just clean up.
Yeah. So basically, like when you would walk into your bedroom, it's really about like hanging up the clothes, putting everything back to its space, right?
Its space. Just tidying it up,
cleaning it up, cleaning up the garbage, all that crap. And then they said like thing, like loose items. This was another one too, because you know when you like just pull shit out and you're like, well, where does this go?
Right.
Then they say like when you're doing your first phase, you should grab a basket and then you just put empty, like whatever those miscellaneous items are, throw them in the basket. And then during the second wave, that's when you go in and you go, okay, well, this is where it needs to go, blah, blah, blah. Mm. And you really get into that deep cleaning, scrubbing, dusting things. And then third is you're vacuuming.
That's so smart.
Yeah.
And it feels like less pressure.
And she said you should start from like, so top down. So like if you're cleaning, for example, like your bathroom and stuff, like you take a microfiber cloth, put it on your mop pole and like clean the edges of like the walls and whatnot too, because all the dust drops down. Then you clean your cabinets and then go down. Then you go to your, you know, your toilet. Yeah.
I like that.
You know, when you're just clean and you're like, it's not like not clean, like
right, yeah, yeah,
it's clean, like I need things clean, but I'm like, I don't know why I just can't catch up with my cleaning lately. It's really been bad, and I'm working from home.
I mean even working from home, it's still very difficult because it's just as soon as you enter your office and turn your laptop and getting ready for your day, you don't know if you're going to be out of that chair in 3 hours or in 20 minutes. And it's one of those things where like it, I look at the clock and it's already noon and I'm like, where did the morning just go? I have no idea.
Cup of coffee. It's disgusting. You're still in your pajamas at like 2 o'clock. That's
And that happens. And so sometimes when I do get up and like do something like to get more water, for example, at the very least, I always do, like, or if I have to use the bathroom, then I will soak, for example, I'll leave the tub soaking, or
I
come back and I do one activity so that one, it makes me achieve something like stepwise, quote unquote. And then two, I feel like I'm slowly cleaning at least one area, and I only focus on one area. I don't go crazy saying like, okay, I just soaked the tub and then I'm going down to the first floor and I'm going to like, you know, clean the kitchen. I'm not doing that because I don't right now don't have the time. So when I do have the time, then yeah, sure. But I kind of just, I've learned to take it into pieces, and that's what I do during the day. Like as during the week.
I looked up Pinterest and it's like a clean sheet. So basically it's like Tuesday, you clean the living room, and then like you go back to it again on Friday, and then you clean the bathroom on Monday, blah, blah, blah. And then you like clean all the blinds once a month, and then you clean your sheets.
Yeah,
like,
I've seen that.
I was like, well, I don't know who you live with, because I'll clean that living room on that Tuesday. But I'm going to tell you something, by Tuesday night, the shit's done again. I don't even have kids. I'm like, how does this happen?
Yeah.
You know, bedroom will be clean Wednesday. And then it's like, well, then guess what? By Wednesday night, I got to clean it again.
Yeah. It's like, did I even do anything? Did I even bother? No.
Yeah, I'm sloppy. Like, I just don't put away. My problem is clothes.
Mm.
It's the hanging of the clothes. And I have to get rid of my chaise lounge in my bedroom, I think. Because it's like, you know, it's just the pit of where I'm going to keep my clothes.
That's true. It is. It's sort of that. It's that designated area that like it looks empty. So I'm going to fill it up with things. And things happen to be clothes.
You know what John does? And I want to just like wring his neck. We have a hamper with like the lid.
Yeah.
He puts the clothes on the lid.
He's too tired to open the lid.
I don't know. I want to kill him when he does that. And I was like, why? Like, what? Why? Why do we do that?
It's so easy to open the lid. Come on. That's like telling boys to put the seat down.
Oh, I love that too. And then he's like, it's Norman. I saw Norman do it. That I said all the time. And I was like, is this like a new habit? Put that freaking toilet seat down. He's like, oh, actually, I saw the dog going in there. He did it. He's like, that son of a bitch left it open. I'm like, don't try to be cute and make me love you. I'm annoyed. I'm a fucking annoyed.
Do you want me to fall in the toilet water? Hello.
Well, you know what he just did before too? He's like, babe, can I just show you something? I was like, what?
The toilet seat?
No, he opens up the dishwasher and I put like one of the cups like on a slant instead of like face down.
Yeah.
He's like, you don't want to do that because then the water doesn't go all the way up and then like cleans around. And I looked at him and I'm just like, go fucking cold, like fold your laundry. Like, are you really schooling me on how to do the dishwasher? Well, are
he's mansplaining.
Sitting there since July, I will kill you.
He's mansplaining to you.
He's really trying to do that. He's like, babe, you want to push it down, not to the side. It doesn't get washed around. I'm like, okay, I just wasted like a good 10 seconds of this conversation. I know how to freaking do it, okay? I was trying to spam as many plates in that freaking thing so I don't have to hand wash them, okay?
Right. My God, heaven forbid. I don't want to hand wash.
I don't want to. I don't. I want a cleaning lady. Is that terrible?
No, I was thinking the same thing. Even if it's not once a week, maybe every other week, I'd be okay with that.
Seriously. Jen's like, where do you get the money for that? I was like, need this wedding to be over, but honestly I think we need one. We need organization.
Yeah.
I just need some, even if it's once a month, to get like a really good scrub. And
that's
then
what
I'll
I was thinking too. That's what, right? I was thinking too, because I can keep up with that. Sometimes it's time consuming when you want to do it right. Like it takes a day.
It's like the, you know, whole day. And you know, you're in a house. This isn't like, it's different when you're in an apartment.
It's apartment is different. Totally
like,
different.
Even when we lived in a house, when you and I and Rachel lived in the house, like we cleaned, you know, everybody was designated a week. And then you were cleaning the common area, like all that stuff.
Right.
And then everybody had to take care of their own rooms.
Right.
Now it's like, add the rooms plus all the common area. It's a lot.
It's everybody's
laundry.
Yeah. No, I don't. Yeah, that's just... Oh.
It's too much. It's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah.
So I'm like, why can't we just be clean? And I asked John the other day. I was like, you know, when you just have it up to here, you're like, I have to get things organized. Like, I need to get the canisters. So I went to freaking like Home Goods and I was like, I gotta buy all this. I need this. You know where they're sitting? In my bags downstairs, still in the shop bags. I had a good intention to motivate myself. Like, I really did.
Well, but, like, I mean,
I don't get it. Like, how about these girls, like these women and men that keep these houses clean and organized? How do you do it?
I know. I don't know.
I really want to know. Listeners, how do you keep your house like immaculate? I don't understand.
Yeah. And if you have help, it's okay. And you can tell us, please share those details. That would be great.
Like, imagine having kids too. Like, kids are going to be even sloppier.
Yeah. And your house is just not going to look the same.
Like, I don't get it. I remember growing up, we grew in a house. It was like 3,600 square feet home. That's what I grew up in. And we always had to do, I feel like we were always cleaning. But like, it was never like so where you can eat off the floor. But like, Saturdays was for vacuuming and dusting and this and that. And you know what I mean? Like, that's how it was. But it wasn't every day. My mom was not cleaning every single day.
No, it's really difficult. It's really difficult. My mom and I used to just clean on either Saturday or Sunday morning, or sometimes Friday nights if I wasn't going anywhere or she wasn't doing anything when she would come back from work. I mean, granted, my mom literally, a lot of what her job was to clean, you know, offices and buildings and things. So she was always doing this. So like, for her, it was felt like second nature, and then doing it in the house, but she also was tired of it. So I would help her because it just, she did it 5 days a week and I'm like, it's, you know, it's exhausting, you know? So I saw
on the YouTube girl, she's like, and then you want to spray the shower and squeegee and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, who the fuck has, she's like, you want to let it sit? I was like, girl,
no, I could boom it. I could boom it. I could.
And then she's like, you want to make your multi-purpose cleaner by this. And I'm like, no, I want to go to Target, just buy the shit and be done with it. Like, what?
I'm buying that method. Natural. I'm buying the method or seven generation. And that's
exactly
what I'm buying.
I'll buy all that organic crap. But I mean, I'm also not a freaking, I'm sitting there measuring and making formulas.
I'm not a chemist.
Exactly.
Not a
that's
chemist.
My job.
I didn't go to school for chemistry. So I need you to leave me be.
Oh my God. So I don't know. I'm exhausted and I got so much work to do today.
And it's
then it's like wedding shit.
Yes.
It started to make me, it's like, it just started like Tetris game.
Oh boy. Well, give us an update. Listeners, this has been a segment we like to call, did you clean? Question mark. Did you clean? Question mark.
I did not.
That's what it's. Did you clean? Question mark. No.
Sounds like you only like to clean really, really, really well. He's like, your adrenaline comes out when people are coming over. I said, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Well, he said, he was like, well, why don't you have it clean all the time so then people would just stop by? I'm like, why would we do that? I don't want people just to stop at my house.
This is not the late 80s, early 90s. Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't want people. I don't got an Entenmann's ready for people. That's not how it works anymore. I ate that.
I only have the Entenmann so that I can eat it.
I could eat it.
It's not there for the guests.
He's like, well, people just stop by. I'm like, why?
Why would they do that?
Come by. Why would they do that? That's so stupid. I don't like that.
No, we're not that generation. Get over it.
Yeah, I'm like, don't you just stop at my house? I'm not about that life. I'm not wearing bra. That's literally why. Absolutely not. I'm not doing it. The bathroom isn't clean, and most likely I'm not wearing a bra.
But also, who shows up unannounced?
No. I
don't. Up unannounced? That is not something that I'm about, because
that's not culturally appropriate anymore.
No,
let's not normalize that anymore.
No, let's that is something that's cancel culture.
Exactly. I want boundaries, and boundaries means give me a call, ask my permission. I say no, you stay put.
Right. Yeah. Give me a chance to screen my call and say, I'm not picking that up right now. And then you're forced to leave a message or a text message so that I will get back to you. And then, I have a choice of whether I want to read that or not.
Remember making an answer machine message?
Oh my God. I used to mess around with those so much.
Me too. Remember the anxiety of like when it went beep? Hey, we're not in. My mom be like, don't say we're not at home. People will come and rob us. That's what she used to say. Like, don't say, just say we can't come to the phone. I said, well, if we're not answering, they're pretty much going to know we're not home. But she's like, no, people are going to come in and they'll try to rob us.
Oh my gosh. Like,
don't say anything like that. I remember she all the time.
Did you used to add music to yours?
Oh, in my upstairs, I had my own private line. So I used to add it.
Yeah, my
music. Be like, hey guys, it's me. Can't come to the phone right now. Can't help people. I'm not home. All right, bye. Okay, cool, bye. Or yeah, like my kind of sexual one too. Be like, hi guys, this is me. Can't come to the phone right now. Leave a message. Bye.
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 I wish I would have known you that time so I could have called you. That would have been great.
Were you ever like a dickhead where you would be like silent on three-way, call the friend, and then, you know, basically gaslight them and justify, be like, oh my God, let's, right? Doesn't she suck? And then you had the friend on three-way?
I've never done that.
I did that. Or it's like, oh my God, Andrew likes you. Let's call him and see what he thinks about you. Stay silent. Shh. And then you'd be like, Alex, fucking go on, say shut up. I gotta hear if he likes me. And then it's like, did you get that? No, I was yelling at my sister. Or it's like, why are you breathing heavy? And it's like, does he like me? No,
I never did. I mean, I've done a lot of three-way calls, but everybody knew this was happening. I never stayed quiet.
You never did that, and then she talks shit about you. You'd be like, yeah, what, bitch? I'm actually on the phone. No?
That is some Maury Povich shit right there.
I used to do that, man. I was a mean girl.
Wow, you were a mean girl. I think the movie was made with you in mind.
Oh, 100%.
I'm seeing it now. I'm clearly the Lindsay Lohan of that movie.
Yeah, I was a Regina. Yeah, maybe I was a Regina.
You're
a
Regina.
Funny, because I told you I found all my diaries as a kid.
Yeah.
And I realized I have like 7 diaries that I've documented throughout, like from my, you know, youth to like my 20s. And I was reading this stuff and I was like fourth grade. I was like, oh, and then this bitch. Oh, she likes him, but she doesn't know that I like him. And I'm so in love. My heart is broken. I'm like, girl, you're 9. You are 9 years old.
You must.
You don't even know what you're going to go with.
Well, like, you know.
You don't know. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. This is nothing. This is nothing. Because he forgot to give you a Valentine's card, or he wrote your friend. I remember I wrote that in my diary. I was like, he said, your friend. And my life is over. Like,
your friend, Steven.
How about when your boyfriend fucking like legit cheats on you and you find him on match.com while you are literally laying next to him in bed? Wait to see what's going to happen in the future. Your friend is not that far.
Oh my God. That is funny. You know, that made me, that reminded me of something that I watched earlier this week. I was watching the lovely episode of the lovely latest episode of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star Season 6. And they were doing a monologue, kind of like, you know, like the vagina monologues and stuff. And so everyone told like their own story and stuff. And then that got me to thinking, if I had to write a monologue, what would that be about? What story would I give? So, and now that you just brought up like your diaries and stuff, what story would you bring up if you had to make a monologue based on your diaries?
For what age group? Because I have many.
That's a good. I mean, you could pick the one you want. I feel like for you, I feel like I would love to turn your Diaries of Anina into a one woman show.
Honestly, I'm not joking. I was reading all of my diaries, and I was like, first of all, who taught me how to write? Not so good. Second of all, like I had such first world problems. But I'm glad I documented it. I am. But for real, like, it depends. Are you interested in seeing like sixth grade Anina and her problems? Are we going through like 20-year-old like meltdown?
You know what? I've seen those. I would say I would love to hear the younger self. That's where I would like, because I would like to see where your origin story. I think that would be fun. Anina's origin story.
Because I think I could probably do that. That could be like I could probably get all of my excerpts and then.
We should just do it.
We should. I could pull them right now, actually. They're sitting right inside.
Oh, Rita's a story.
Want me to read you a story? Okay, yeah. Help, please. I'm excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are in for a real, real treat. Our very own Anina Caruso is going to grace us with a wonderful excerpt from her one woman show, the Diary of a Mad White Woman.
Right now. The other ones are downstairs.
Oh, I love this.
Journal. Journal. Diary. And then, oh wait.
I love this.
Did anybody else ever name their diary?
You can name your diary. I mean, of course
I did. And I wrote her name backwards so no one would know.
Was that the way for people to say that's not her journal?
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then I wrote poems. Okay, so this is, all right, what year we got? We got, let's see. We got 93, Anina. We got, what else we got? 96, Anina.
I just told our listeners that they were in for a real treat.
Or 99, Anina.
Y2K Anina.
Yeah, it was 2000.
Y2K Anina.
On November 16th, 1999, this is my diary, and at this diary will contain last events before the year 2000. So hopefully in 40 or 20 years, I'll look back and remember what happened in my strange yet interesting life. Love always, Anina.
That's it.
No, but that was just like that's the beginning.
That was your prologue.
That was my prologue.
Oh, got it. Okay, because I was like, all right.
Yeah. I had to write like, yeah.
Title of episode for this week is Y2K.
Love always Anina.
Love always Anina.
Wait, and then I wrote my poems in here too.
Before you start sharing, I had, while you were getting your diaries, I was telling the listeners, I said, listeners, you're in for a real treat. You're about to be graced by the future one woman show, Diary of a Mad White Woman.
Seriously? I'm not even joking. I got some stuff. All right, let's just. Here, okay, hold on. Let's go to 93, Anina, because this is
I love
we'll start with the first page.
Okay, let's do it.
So this is October 10th,
1993. Set the scene. Where are you mentally? How are you feeling when
I know in exactly this moment? What was happening? Where
tell
I was
us,
writing
please
this.
Tell us. Tell us.
I was writing. My room at that time was all pink, and I was writing on my beautiful wooden desk with the glass overlay.
Mm.
And I remember just and probably having my lava lamp on. And then listening to like Debbie Gibson or something.
I love this.
And I'm like, just like, let me just write. I need to write. I was dramatic. Would you believe that? I was dramatic.
You
like,
was? You yeah, was? You still is.
I be.
You still is be.
I am. But I would cry in my pillow and be like, because that's what I thought you had to do.
All right,
this, let's set the mood.
I love that you've just set the mood and yes. Let's begin.
This is what happened October 10th, 1993. I had a birthday party. We made our own pizza and Caitlin made a big one.
Caitlin made a big one too in my bathroom.
And Caitlin made a big to-do about it that she couldn't dance. I felt sorry for her. Then Jane gave this diary to me. Well, I had fun and got great presents. I love them. Then me, Christy, and Lara were falling on the ground. And I did that on my 30th. Then my mom and all of us played truth or dare. The first question was, have you ever kissed a boy? I kissed Jay and Sal.
Two boys.
Two boys. I have a crush on Jay. I know he likes me. All right. That was it. Let's see.
Wait, hold on. Can we just unpack this for a second? Because there are things. First of all, your diary skills on point. I love that you set the environment. You were inclusive. I got to know some of these characters really quickly. but then you left me. But left hanging. You left me wanting more.
I know. That's why. My audience, ready? Here's another one. June 10th, 1994. Yes, it's love trouble. Well, this is what happened today. Well, I woke up, got dressed, went to school. I saw him, Andrew. That is so, so, so cute. I really want to marry him, but Mariana. So I went patrolling, then went to class. I got an A on my math page. And then Miss Kalish loved my note. Then Miss McGreevy, that is the fifth grade teacher, came into our classroom and said that Mrs. Sarasulo was our music teacher, was helping both the fifth graders on their graduation. I don't know what the big deal is. So after our test, we went down to the gym. It was boring, but I have seen Marianne. I think she's ugly. But I'm kind of ugly too. Aww. So after that, we went on post. Oh, but there was one thing I didn't tell you while I was in the gym. Lara always puts her nose in things that she's not supposed to. She asked Andrew if he liked Mariana and he said no, but I don't think it's true. Oh, me and Lara got into a fight because all this junk. And I was like, I told Mia that Lara was going to cheering, but she didn't come to school because she was learning her dance and she went to bed late. And she's mad. Oh, and Andrew's so cute. I really like him. Well, Alexandra is sleeping and it's 11 o'clock to be exact. Well, I'm very tired, but I do have to fill the page. But I love, 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 Andrew. Anina and Andrew equals love.
Anina and Andrew. Aww, Anina and Andrew.
That's who I was going to marry. And then
you were going to marry Andrew.
Did I tell you the story that I actually like met up with like when we were living together in Nutley?
You met up with Andrew?
He tried to, and he was a psycho, so that's not gonna happen.
Oh, that's awkward. Andrew, we're no longer marrying you, Andrew.
We're
sorry.
No longer. We're just not gonna do that.
Just you're waiting.
Dear Libby.
Libby? Who's Libby? Wait, who's Libby?
Libby's my diary.
Oh, is this the Chronicles of Libby?
Yes, so diary, but Libby, that was her name. I named her Libby. I think I wrote something about how I named her Libby.
Is that from the show Popular? No, that's not her name.
No. Oh. And this was way before Popular.
Oh, yeah.
I walked, dear Libby, this was Saturday, August 6, 1994. I walked on the boulevard and I was like, hey, to my ex-boyfriend, Luke. He was not my ex-boyfriend, so I was really being dramatic.
It was Libby, an ex-boyfriend in your head.
Him. Yeah, he called me pretty. I used to be obsessed with him.
Oh, so then you were like, if he called me pretty,
we're in a relationship.
We're exclusive. I'm having your baby tomorrow.
Yeah. It started really early at like 8 years old. He was like, oh, he says you're pretty. Oh, he says hi. Oh my God, we're in a relationship.
Oh my God, I'm engaged. Look at my ring. It's a popsicle. It's a ring pop. He gave it to me.
Oh my God. You know, we're really uncovering the true sense of my nuttiness.
We really are. This is great. I want you to bring this to your bachelorette weekend because I'm going to recreate some of these moments.
I'm okay with that. You think it bothers me? I give you everything. But let's just finish this one, actually.
Yes, please.
So I saw my ex, but Libby, I still like him. But all he does is look at me. I'm definitely inviting him at my Halloween party. There's one thing. I still like Andrew. Mariana, so why should I waste my time with Andrew? Because Luke did say I was pretty. There was a secret. I kissed Luke. So he was walking backwards. I don't think I kissed Luke. I think I'm just writing shit. I don't recall that this happened, actually. Maybe it did happen. And bumped into Julie. I don't know who Julie is.
She a dumb bitch, Julie. Do we like Julie? Do we know?
I don't know who Julie is. Who the hell is Julie?
Who's Julie? Sorry.
Let's just move on to another one. Let's move on to 96, Anina.
We're going, listeners, we have just transported 3 years in the future, past future, to Anina in 1996. Continue. Right.
January 31st, 1996. Dear journal. Oh, she got bumped.
She got tired. She said, your journal, bitch.
Your journal. Dear journal. Today was a killer day. You know, the ones that you think is going to be swell, but turns into a terrible day. See, I can't remember anything. See, when I went inside the gym at school, everybody was talking about me. Some of the group was in a circle. And when me and Poppy, that's my friend, Patricia, I think okay. I called her that because I made it like a cool like nickname.
You're like, I'm naming you Poppy Seed.
Yeah, I was like, it's like, can I be your nickname? It's cool. People will know in my diary.
I named you after the bagel that you ate all the time.
Just the worst. When me and Poppy went down, everybody said, look, who's here? Meaning me. See, me and Robbie, this kid, we were going together. But suddenly he said, we shouldn't. And we should see other people. And he heard from that Christy liked him.
Christy.
Yeah, Christy. And so I only started dating him because I wanted to make my old flame Andrew jealous. But the only thing I said was that I kind of like Andrew a little and really, really like Robbie, but probably said that I really like Andrew and a little bit of Robbie.
I have never seen two names be used more in a run-on sentence than right now.
So apparently I said that I liked Andrew instead of my boyfriend Robbie, and then Robbie found out, and then I was like, no, that's not how it happened.
I'm just kidding, I'm totally joking.
This one bitch, I'm not gonna name names, because she called me out. She goes, well, we all know that your plan is to make Andrew feel jealous and
who was
using
that?
Robbie.
Who was that?
She was a Regina George.
What's her name? Jill. Nobody even likes a Jill. Jills are stupid.
I wanted to say, why don't you mind your own goddamn business? You know it's scary wishing that you could have a Valentine or just not being boyfriendless.
No, she didn't. She came after you. Oh, you said that. Oh, okay.
No, I didn't say it to her. I wanted to say that.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha.
But when he said that he was going to break up with me, Lara looked thrilled. She said, I looked like I was about to... I don't know what I was trying to say. Cry. But I just started to tear up because clearly I was strong enough for that. But at lunch, we were talking and being best friends more than usual. But before we started dating, me and Robbie. But sometimes I don't get my friends. They say they don't date him and they hated me. And then people were talking about me.
I'm kind of stupid as I keep writing this. Like, what?
Oh, wait, hold on. This is where it gets very deep. Ready? You know, as I was just thinking about it, for 2 weeks, I had a boyfriend. But exactly 15 hours ago at 8:38 a.m., I was boyfriendless again and probably stay boyfriendless. You know, I knew I should have gone into this mess of dating Robbie because sometimes he doesn't stay friends with his old girlfriends. Sometimes to me, a friend is a person you could trust.
I mean, that deserves...
Sometimes a friend is... Only sometimes a friend is someone you could trust.
Only sometimes a friend is a friend you can trust.
Only a friend. Wait, if life was made up of dreams coming true, then this world would be perfect in every way. I watched Dawson's Creek tonight, and it taught me as much as I wonder of when I grow up and you see that you can't control what you become. As Dawson was trying to get close, Joey moved away. She said something that I truly admire, that she wants him to love her as Joey and not some person that she isn't. I felt that. I really, truly hope that my dreams come true. As I say, I'm in love with Rob. Who the fuck is Rob?
Who is Rob?
Such a boy crazy mess.
You are boy crazy.
Boy crazy. Well, this was in 98, actually. So we really skipped. I wish he would talk to me or something, or maybe stare or something. I'm sick and tired of waiting for him. I always wonder if he'll ever know that I'm breaking down inside. And the fact that he ignores me, like there is not one there. That he's not beside me. She also said that people leave and move on, and you really don't have control over it. If I had stars and I can make wishes for myself, then it'd be that Rob would like me. And also for me to be as pretty. It's not like I want to be pretty for him. It's for me. And if he's saying stuff to Jess and I'm nice and he guessed he'd go out with me, then why doesn't he just at least give me a commitment? People in my school, guys, parentheses, are so immature and so clueless and don't understand how much we wait. Well, gotta go. I also hope I get called for this Hanson contest. I also don't understand if something happens that is good, how come it turns bad? Please let my wishes come true tomorrow. I love Rob.
I love Rob. I love the progression of these stories, because at some point you love Andrew, you know, now you're Rob and what was the other one? Ryan, what else?
Robbie. It was just a lot going on. I had all the feels. At least I had all the feels.
You know what? That is something that I will say has not changed. You still continue to have all the feels.
I do. I really do feel the things. Oh, I get very deep in these, but yeah, we get, and that just concludes it.
That, this has been a,
a segment of Anina's vagina monologues. Vagina.
I was going to say, you're going to finish that sentence? Cause that got very awkward very fast.
Yeah. But that was a nutshell, just up until 90, where are we? 98.
Neen, this deserves, nope. I was trying to find the applause.
It's Brittany, bitch.
It is Brittany, bitch.
I'll give you an it's Brittany, bitch.
That's, oh my God, new Chris, I'm totally bringing this, because I also have monologues of if I became an actress. And like, I'm.
Oh.
So we could totally act this out. Oh my God.
Oh. Listeners, I'm going to request that she give us one more story. If you guys are bored of it, that's fine. But this brings me joy. And at the end of the day, we all have to do whatever brings us joy. And that's right it. Now, this is what's bringing me so much joy. Please share your acting prowess with us.
Okay, here we go. And I have my poems. It's just a lot.
Just okay, an excerpt. Give us an excerpt.
It says, I want to be an actress. So right now, I'm going to make a little skit. That's what I wrote. Me, right? This is what. I didn't even have a character's name. It just says me.
Just me. Yeah.
Why should I not walk away from you? Yeah, just give me one good reason not to end this relationship. And if your explanation is fine, I might explore the options to let this relationship fix itself.
No.
Now tell me why. Just why?
Him. Why?
And then he says, because I love you. I want a little possibility to fix this and erase the possibility of us not getting back together. Me. But why? Why? How? How could you just like guarantee that nothing bad will ever happen to us? Tell me how. If you're sure, then explain why. Ugh. I'm looking for a possibility. Because I still love you. Ugh. And then him. And then he says, that's the scary part, because I can't guarantee anything. There's no possible way to be for sure. But that's the gift that we can make happen together. And then I say, then are you willing? And I'm going to leave it right there.
End scene. Listeners, if you did not just go through all these emotions, I got chills and they were multiplying. Yeah. And I am losing control, because the power that she was supplying It was electrifying.
I didn't even finish it. There was more. You don't even know if they got back together.
That we're going to have to save that for another time.
But then I did write my note at the back of my diary, because you know how I write my notes.
Of course.
I wrote, let's see what I said. If you were smart, I'd get out. Do not read, because a girl needs her privacy, even if it's all about fun and games. So do both of a favor. Do both of us a favor and get out. And then I wrote, to whomever reads this, keep this on the D-lo. And then I wrote, like an actual like arrow going down low, and don't mention this to anyone. To whomever reads this, it's just to realize it's not for your eyes to see. It's the person that's closest to me, and that's the one and only me. I was very deep as a kid.
You are in so deep, and you don't get no sleep. You go up all night until the early morning light.
You know, you don't realize until you start I sound like one of my diaries. You don't realize what a journey you've gone on until you start reading all of your diaries. And I'm so thankful. And I wasn't very consistent, but then I started realizing I have all these journals, and then I look back on them. I don't know what the hell they say, but I'm like, Elise, I'm really happy that I captured this.
I'm very happy that you captured this. I was never much of a journaler, a diary person. I never really kept. I kind of wish that I had, just because I feel like it would have been fun. But yeah. Because I like to tell story. I like to think I'm a decent storyteller. But just to think of Anina 93, Anina 96, Anina 98, Anina.
It really changed.
But the thing is also, it's a lot, there's still a lot of it that's the same.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Which I think is so to your character, which is what makes you, you has always been there, has never been sort of what people may call a quote unquote issue or a problem or a thing, right? Like you're that, it's not like you just went being extra overnight. Yeah. This has been years and years of progression of who you are, but it has never changed who you are. And I think that is the beauty of diaries, and that's the beauty of what you read. And I appreciate it very much.
I love you. Well, you know what? But you were always an advocate of, like, when I was in a relationship that I wasn't being my full authentic self, you called my ass out on it.
True. True.
And that, you know, and I do appreciate that, because I think when you go into relationships, you're in your bubble and you lose yourself, and that's when you know not the right person, and that's you have right. to be completely okay. You know, when you hear years and years of you're so much, you're so hard to handle, but then how come is it that I still have those like few handful of people that were able to handle me and they could still just love me for being me? So clearly there is something out there.
That's the point.
Yeah.
That's the journey, right? Like that is the biggest journey. And I always feel like it's one of those things where, like, I'm not gonna, I always call it like the evolution of a person. Like I'm always like, everyone's constantly evolving, those that choose to, those that don't. It's just, I sometimes feel bad for them because they're not tapping into their opportunity to be a better version of themselves. Not saying change. I'm not saying become a different person. I'm not saying that now you have to like change all these things about you. It's literally, it comes down to what are the core things that made you who you are growing up and that you are now, right? And you right now have given us and the listeners, all of our besties, the best example by reading your very personal to you at the time diaries to say, these are my stories. This was my life. But those things that you wrote in there are the central core of who you are. Yeah. This is who Anina is. These are the chronicles of her life. And that's the person that's developed in this wonderful, you know, young woman who is now like doing it all. And that proves a lot to a lot of people, right? Not that we have anything to prove to anyone, because that's not what we do here, but it says, I am not the problem.
Yeah.
I am not the problem. To your point, if the people that I have around me can handle me and know how to deal with me, those are the only people that I need in my life. Exactly. That's it. That's it.
That's true. It is, and that's what it is. And then when you find a partner that really understands you, then it's like, you're not that difficult to love. Like, you're very easy to love.
Exactly.
That's when you know you found it. And then it's just trusting that gut of like, don't settle. Don't settle for anything. But you know what's funny? Because my dad, like, he even says, he's like, you had so much crap. Why do you keep so much things? Do you know, even at such a young age, I did this also because I knew one day that I may have a daughter or a son and I wanted them to know who their mom was.
Yeah.
And isn't that weird, beautiful, being so young and being like, well, I'm going to do this. Like, I say all the time, when we went and talked about Norman, it's like, I loved him before I met him. I knew I loved him. And I think this is the same thing about like my future children. Like, I want them to see who their mom is, and God forbid they lost me early or anything like that, they'll get a piece of this. Like, right, I don't know. Right. That's how I think of it. It's morbid, but it's realistic.
It's not morbid. I think it's super realistic. I think it's showing a legacy. Right.
Yeah.
It's showing history, and history has always been written and told. And so you're creating your own history for your own legacy and your own family. And as your kids get older, they'll, you know, appreciate these stories. And then they'll be like, oh my God, like my mom, like just kind of like the way I always talk about my mom, mm-hmm. and me growing up, and then her telling me her stories, like those are the stories that's the legacy she left me, because in those are lessons,
yeah,
and in those are learnings. And I have always grasped onto those. And my mom was such a strong woman who was very independent with her thoughts. But she lived the most incredible life. It may have not been like lavish by any means or extravagant, but it was still beautiful because everybody's life is. And it's just one of those things where like, I can take her stories, apply them to me. And then I'm also telling my own stories as I go through this. And we're creating our own history, and that's the legacy that we're leaving. And I just find that to be the most beautiful thing that I think I also love about doing this podcast is,
yeah,
because these recordings are now in the universe, and it has become part of the sound waves of life. And those are the things that once somebody at some random point, maybe feeling some sort of way, is going to turn us on in some country and have a laugh or, yeah, feel a thing or relate in a way. And that to me is what makes me want to always do this, because that's what it is. We're sharing our history to our listeners, and whether they like it or not, it's there, but it's there, you know, and that's what I really appreciate.
Honestly, I think a lot of people should challenge themselves a little bit too, kind of like do that self-reflection. Mm-hmm. And honestly, to me, I don't know, journaling has always saved me in terms of like my anxiety, or if I was struggling with anything, writing was always just my escape to just kind of process it. I need to see things on paper in order for me, yeah, to like really understand it and really dissect it so I could figure out like what I'm supposed to do. But yeah, I think I don't know, and that's the same thing with these podcasts, like what you said. Putting ourselves out there, really taking that risk, really talking about our feelings and things like that too. It's like, why are we so afraid? Why are people afraid?
Yeah. I stopped being afraid a long time ago. It's unnecessary. I think, yeah, it prevents you from being a good version of who you are. And, yeah, and that goes for anybody with any type of opinion, even if we don't share the same ones. That's not what this is about. It's about you saying, I'm going to say something and it's out there and it's my opinion. It's how I think, it's how I feel. It's my moment. Like, I'm allowed to have this moment. And that's what we want our listeners to understand, is that we create this, we do this, and we love telling our stories because we want to make sure that it's out there and that you guys say, hey, oh my God, these bunch of asses are like either just sharing too much or like, who cares? Like, nobody cares about your story. And that's fine. That may be you. That's fine. But there's going to be somebody out there that really enjoys that and likes it. So that's all it is.
To each their own.
Well, I think I'm going to wrap it up there. I think we just had many, many moments. We had our very first segment of, did you clean? Question mark.
No, I actually have to clean. But do you love cleaning? You know what my favorite part about cleaning is?
What?
You know what my favorite part about cleaning is?
It's singing.
Yes, it really is. And now we're getting closer to Christmas. So now, even though it's August, I'm going to put some of my Celine Dion Christmas on and I'm going to clean.
I see that. And I am very excited for that. And I wish someone would record you so I can watch it.
I think he does, actually. And he's going to be doing the lawn. No, John's just like, what? I love when he's like, you know, the dog's howling. That's what it is. Also, find yourself a partner that you can sing in front of it, not be embarrassed.
That's true. And you know what? Don't be embarrassed. It's okay. Right? We're not all great singers, but if it makes you happy, it makes you happy
and brings you joy, like Chris says, do it.
That's it. The power of joy. Listeners, thank you so much for listening. We hope that you enjoyed the Chronicles of Anina, or as Anina said, Anina's vagina monologue. What should be the title of the episode? Gee, we have so many to pick from.
Dear Libby, this is Anina.
Love always, Anina. Anina,
vagina, monologue.
Monologues. Oh, listeners.
I love you.
Listeners, remember to like, subscribe, rate us, and tell us your deepest, darkest, share your deepest, darkest journal entries with us. We would love to read them on the pod, because that would be hilarious. Hit us up on the DM on our pod, BFF Energy Pod. And this has been another episode. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Chris and she's Mean.
Yes.
And so, like we always end with a big old
bye.
's for listening to BFF Energy with Chris and Neen. Produced and edited by Chris Garcia. Music by Chris and Neen. Follow the show or send us questions on Instagram and Twitter at BFF Energy Pod. Until next time, besties, bye.